This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado State University is getting $2 million in federal funds to help maintain healthy air inside homes. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Human exposure to particulate matter is a major cause of premature death and disability, but scientists don't understand yet how the air carries contaminants like wildfire smoke and ozone in and out of homes. CSU scientists will examine how home design and human behavior influence exposure. The team will develop and test a home system that can minimize exposures. The four-year grant is from the National Science Foundation. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado has a new tool for voters who want or need help with English. CPR's Matt Bloom.
The Secretary of State's Language Assistance Hotline has translators fluent in five languages, including Spanish, Mandarin, and Vietnamese. Voters can access the hotline from home or at an in-person voting center. After dialing in, callers get a walkthrough of what their ballot says. That will include a readout of any ballot question text. The phone line will be open every weekday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and until 7 p.m. on Election Day. The number is 303-860-6970. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And again, that number is 303-860-6970. A freeze warning is in effect for tomorrow morning. The cold snap is expected until 10 a.m. along much of the I-70 corridor on the western slope, as well as southwestern Colorado down to the Four Corners. Temperatures will get as low as 24 degrees, which could harm plants and freeze outdoor pipes. This is CPR News at 7:06.